Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader humanity has ever known, prepares to bid farewell to his beloved people, for whom he sacrificed so much all his life, in order to ensure their survival and continuity. This is the man who survived through Hashem's miracles, and who performed miracles, and who defended Klal Yisrael throughout his life to the point where he even challenged Hashem, saying, "Mecheni na mesivrcha asher kasavta." Hashem, erased my name from the Torah that you have written if harm is going to befall my people. Now he's holding at the time where he must take leave. It's his last day on earth. And he knew all too well the esteem and the love the nation had for him. After all, he was the one who delivered to them the most precious heritage the world has ever obtained, our Holy Torah. So what could he possibly say to them at such a time? How do you say goodbye to the children you nurtured physically and spiritually for the last 40 years? How do you ensure that they will travel the proper path in the future as you taught them? So Moshe calls together all the leaders and all the members of all the tribes, and he delivers to them his final message in the form of a poetic Musar song. A song which he instructs them to constantly review and never to forget. In it he revealed what life they would have to lead in order to survive as a nation, and forewarned them what the future held in store if they did not keep the statutes of the Torah. He called upon heaven and earth, Shemayim v'aretz, to bear witness to the binding truth of his words and their acceptance by all the people, in order to ensure that no denial would ever surface in the future as to the covenant they agreed upon. And just as heaven and earth exists forever, so would their covenant with Hashem last forever. And heaven and earth, Shemayim v'aretz, would always be there to shower its bounty on the nation when they lived up to their word, or Chas v'Shalom would withhold showering its blessings if the covenant was forgotten. And they would serve as reminders to Klal Yisrael to get back on track in case they wandered off the beaten track. So good deeds would create a shower of abundance, and heaven forbid, Chas v'Shalom, sin would create a water shortage. Blessings and curse would be determined by the lifestyle that the nation chose to lead. And Moshe wanted to etch into everybody's mind that Jewish life is not a free-for-all, that becoming Hashem's chosen people required living according to a higher standard, leading a holy life based on the holy teachings of the Torah, separated from the ways of the Gentile world. So he begged the people to internalize his words into their hearts and to command their offspring to adhere to everything stated in the Torah. He made clear to them that Torah life is life itself, and that their entire life depended on it. He let them know that a Jew without Torah is like a body without a soul. The Torah is a Jew's guiding light, and that it is impossible for a Jewish soul to survive in the stormy ocean of the exile without it. We only need to study carefully all the words of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hazinu song to see how everything he said, everything he foretold, has happened and is still happening to this very day. The rewards that the faithful would receive, and that retribution that would come for not being loyal to Hashem. But despite our shortcomings, however, we need to know that our survival as a nation is guaranteed, and our redemption in the future is assured, because the Torah is everlasting. And we have a guarantee that the Torah will never be forgotten by the Jewish people. And as long as the Torah lives amongst us, we as a nation will continue to live on. And therefore, if a Yid wants to ensure his Jewish existence and wants to ensure Jewish continuity, he needs to make sure to include Torah in his daily life and ensure that his children are exposed to true Torah living. Moshe Rabbeinu left us a legacy. He left us a proven formula for successful living in this world. And we must only follow the time-tested, beaten path our forefathers traveled, that has brought us to this very day, where we are witnessing the ingathering of our people from all over the world, and the return of our lost brethren to authentic Torah Judaism, as was practiced by our forefathers throughout the generations. So how lucky are we to witness all the prophecies coming true, and how encouraging it is to know that so too will the prophecy of our final redemption come true in the near future. May we merit to see it soon in our time.